a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening this afternoon. KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the FBI confirms the body found in a Florida nature reserve yesterday is that of Brian Laundrie. It's unclear how he died or when. Also unclear how this changes the trajectory of the Gabby Petito murder investigation. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, word just in, the Davis School District has settled with the Department of Justice over severe racial harassment of Black and Asian American students. The department is requiring the school district to implement significant reforms and report all discrimination. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Looks like we might have another accident at the same location, northbound I-15, about 2100 south. It's right at the I-80-201 junction, but out of traffic on the shoulder. And delays coming from Weber County, southbound I-15, Riverdale Road, down to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunny weather today, but changes come for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
66 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A day after announcing the discovery of human remains in a Florida wilderness preserve, the FBI says a positive identification has been made. ABC's Alex Stone says they belong to a Florida man who was a person of interest in the disappearance of Gabby Petito.
The FBI says utilizing dental records, it is now confirmed the human remains found in the park adjacent to the wildlife reserve are those of Brian Laundrie. How he died is not yet clear. The coroner had said identifying the remains could have taken days, but within about 24 hours, the identification was made. Near his remains, his bag and a notebook were found. It's unclear if anything in that notebook will shed light on the case.
Laundrie returned to Florida not long after Petito, his fiancée, disappeared while the two were on a cross-country road trip. And not long after that, Laundrie's parents say he went hiking. He was never seen again. Petito's body was found last month in a remote part of Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. There's been yet another Wolverine sighting in Utah. Wolverines have only been spotted six times before, and biologist Adam Brewerton from the Division of Wildlife Resources says the majority of these confirmed sightings have been in the last year.
You know, over the last 20 to 50 years, we've probably only had about four individuals, so this would be about the fifth one that we could say, you know, is confirmed. The thing that's really unique about this one is that it's been seen, or we've had so many different sightings over this last year. You know, the first ones came to us in May when it was spotted out at Antelope Island. A couple months later, it was spotted like at the edge of town at Layton. We've had a few others trickle in where pictures were taken more up on the mountain in the Wasatch, and then this most recent one. So I think the thing that's unique about this one is that we're sort of guessing it's the same individual just being seen multiple times. But yeah, it's definitely not typically how we hear about Wolverine sightings.
When the DWR has a bear or a mountain lion too close to towns, they'll generally set up a trap, but Brewerton says they don't do that for Wolverines.
You know, I mean, considering that we're talking about five individual Wolverines sighted in the last 50 years, we don't really do anything. When the one did show up in Layton, I mean, we did put out a trap. Our concern wasn't so much, you know, when we move bears or mountain lions, it's usually for public safety concerns. We, you know, we don't want any bad interactions between a person and that animal. That was less of a concern this time, even though wolverines are aggressive and could be dangerous. They're not typically a threat to humans. It was more out of concern that the animal might get hit by a car. or something like that. So if we could have caught it, we would have moved it.
He says wolverines, everyone has seen, might have migrated away from civilization and back into the Uintas, and we won't see much of them for some time to come. KSL News Time 449. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese here.
Well, for those traveling southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County, you do have a heavy ride and slower speeds from 4500 south right about to 114 south in Draper, the northbound I-15. Some slowing as you're approaching the Bangor Highway exit. And then again from 2100 south into downtown with an accident right about 2100 south over to the right shoulder. We also have a crash. This is going to be westbound on I-215 south belt at Union Park Avenue. It's been put to the right shoulder, but it's causing a little bit of curiosity slowing. Michelle?
Well, we have a vehicle on fire affecting both directions of U.S. 189. This is about 9 miles southwest of Charleston in Washington, Wasatch County, which is near Deer Creek Reservoir. For drivers on I-15 in Utah County, seeing good speeds other than as you're headed through Pleasant Grove. After that, you're on your way to Provo. And then we have a little bit of slow and go and stop and go traffic. This is Pioneer Crossing between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. Steve?
Looking at good speeds right now, northbound I-15 leaving from downtown into Davis County. Then expect some thicker traffic there. Slow speeds from Kaysville to the Ponds up to Clearfield. Heavy traffic on the southbound side of I-15 from I-84 there at the split down into Sunset. And for those on northbound Highway 89, crowded now at Main Street into Fruit Heights and from Cherry Lane up to I-84. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a couple of storms to talk about over the next 7 days. Today, though, it's beautiful. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. We'll do that again tomorrow, but bring in some clouds and a little south wind on our Friday. Look for a high of 69. Another storm system will move in on Saturday. Valley rain and mountain snow with a high of 55. Sunday, mostly cloudy and 60. And then another storm system drops in Monday, Tuesday. That will bring more valley rain, mountain snow. This one's a little bit wider in its extent, so the potential for a little rain getting to southern Utah is possible on Monday, Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's a glorious, gorgeous 66 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Things that make you go, I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bed, getting rough. Doorbell rang, who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dress.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one in the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
COVID-19 is killing too many of our veterans. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, tired VA nurses urge veterans to get the vaccine.
I show up, and I've been showing up for the last 18 months. COVID has taken over my entire life, and it is really lonely, and it is really hard. And I'm doing this for you, and I need you to do this for us.
One thing that has been shown is that the vaccine does reduce the risk of death by 95%.
To hear more from doctors and nurses on the front line, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting veterans to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor. and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/upholdingvalor to learn more.
Do you need cash now? Your car is worth more money than ever before during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. They're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. Southwest Airlines is now back on track, but the 4 days of cancellations cost the company more than $75 million. 2,000 flights were canceled. KSL Drives, Volvo is recalling 200,000 cars because the driver's side airbag could explode and send shrapnel shooting through the cabin. If you have a Volvo, model years 2001 through 07, you better Google this recall, the third one over this issue. Wall Street today, the Dow was down 6 points to 35,603. The S&P was up 13 and the NASDAQ gained 94 points. KSL News Time 456. It's time for Jazz Notes, and we're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider, Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz won their season opener over the Oklahoma City Thunder with ease last night, capturing a runaway 107-86 victory. And while there was clear early season rust, including Donovan Mitchell scoring just 16 points on 17 shots, simply having him back on the floor after last season's ankle injury was a positive sign. Despite returning, Mitchell admitted there were hurdles to being back on the floor.
So it's definitely something that is still on your mind, but it's not like it hurts. There's no pain. It's just like PTSD, I guess you could call it.
The Jazz now head to Sacramento for their road opener against the Kings on Friday night. For a complete recap of last night's game, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Wasatch Medical Clinic was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces instant results to intimacy. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. And for a limited time, blood work and testosterone is free as well. This is a $650 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.